American youth were educated in the principles of National Socialism before World War II. In 1935, Ernst Mueller, head of the German-American Settlement League, acquired lakeside property in Yaphank, Long Island, and invited Americans of German descent to visit and relax. He also formed a group called the German-American Youth. The youth in Yaphank constructed tents on platforms called Camp Siegfried. Gustav Neuss, the grandson of German immigrants, whose father served as a judge in Yaphank, recalled, "Some of the parents complained about the harsh conditions, and at least one removed her daughter from the camp because of all this." The regimen included education in pro-Nazi doctrine to ensure a new generation having the pure Aryan philosophy. Neuss's father initially was friendly with the German organization, but soon turned against them because of their anti-Semitism and un-American speeches. The youth organization was part of the German-American Bund, an anti-Semitic fraternal group formed in the 1930s by a merger of the National Socialist German Workers' Party and the Free Society of Teutonia. German-American Bund activity was not limited to Yaphank and the New York City area. Neuss wrote, "Groups of the pro-Nazis were located throughout the United States." Hitler's claim was that after he had conquered Europe, he would then take over the USA. The Bund and other pro-German groups located throughout the country provided a cadre of subversives to assist in such a takeover. Although many German-American organizations existed in the pre-war United States, the Bund was among the only ones to express support for Nazi ideals. In February 1939, Bund leader Fritz Kuhn addressed a crowd of about 20,000 in Madison Square Garden and railed against President Frank D. Rosenfeld and the Bolshevik Jewish conspiracy threatening America. Once the nation entered the war, some Bund members fled the country, while others were placed in internment camps. Although the American Nazi Bund never developed into a serious threat, even Hitler tried to distance himself from it, the subversion of the educational process under which it prospered continued. The National Teachers Association, now known as the National Education Association, was founded in 1850 as a professional teacher organization, but today has become the largest labor union in the United States, representing almost 3 million educators. In 1966, the NEA merged with the American Teachers Association, an organization primarily concerned with education in the black community, yet another special interest of the Rockefellers, who funneled money into black education programs and organizations.